It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. Who did the world of professional wrestling recruit as the ultimate heel? Forming the Dangerous Alliance and body slammed his way into immortality?
Yo, police!
When Atlas needed a break from holding up the world, who did the gods of Mount Olympus beckon?
Yo, police!
Now, this worldly ex-grappler has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, thank the gods he's only on the radio for an hour. Paul Lavoy.
His pronouns are he, him, and hungry. Really?
All right, we're broadcasting live from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with a toy sink. I'm gonna start calling it a plastic sink.
Yeah.
A toy sink sounds kind of silly.
Yeah, it doesn't sound as serious.
It's a plastic sink, right?
Yeah.
No batteries included because it's sitting right over some electronic equipment. Have you seen that, Jeff? You haven't seen that?
Up there, oh, that
yeah.
Thing, yeah.
We used to be the Speak Out Kitchen with no sink.
Now
we have a toy sink.
Yeah, moved up.
Makes sense now.
Be like Wayne, right? Donate items to the Speak Out Kitchen and call in like Wayne. Exactly. All right, it is Monday, January 26th, 2026. There has to be some kind of weird number play in there, you think?
Yeah.
12626? I don't know. There's people there.
Sounds like a combination to something.
Is it?
I don't know.
Is it something in your trunks?
Wait a minute. Let me. Man. Maybe you gave out a secret.
Have you been using a lot of combinations lately for Balloon Fest?
Yeah. Well, all of our locks are combinations.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Can't run big events with key locks.
Okay. So except for Saturday and I think yesterday morning, how did Balloon Fest go?
Well, I can't speak officially, but from our position as a contractor, it was just off the hook.
Really?
Thursday, I believe, was an all-time record Thursday, and not just record for a Thursday, it was giant. And Friday was even better. The lines were incredible. I think it's going to prove to be an overall record event in spite of the weather gods not cooperating as much on Saturday and Sunday.
I had the patio door open Saturday night, and I was hearing AC/DC, and I heard some other rock and roll, and I'm thinking, that must be the Garage Boys.
It was, yeah, the Garage Boys played.
They were rocking, man.
Yeah.
Because I'm situated somewhat close to Windsor Forest, so
Yeah.
I thought, wow, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, the bands were all very well attended.
Should have went down there and bugged you. I'll do that.
Okay,
I'll do that next year for sure. All right, with us Jeff Sayer, the board secretary for the Delbert Days Rodeo, back for the fifth, sixth. How many times you've been on the show?
A bunch.
You should probably
a bunch. Yeah,
you should probably talk to Tracy about being compensated, right?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
union scale or something.
Maybe I'd get a W-2 and I have to pay more taxes. So.
And the good thing about Jeff being on the show, we're going from one event to the next event.
Yes,
is that we have tickets. We have rodeo tickets, folks. Right?
Yes,
we do. What are they valued at this year?
The same as last year, $15 a piece.
Okay.
Yeah.
So $30 value if you call in during the break. Just call in during the break, and I'll take your name down. You don't have to call the office or anything, and we'll get you in. I've got 6 for Saturday and 10 for Sunday.
Yes.
And give us the start times and everything on that.
Okay. The rodeo officially starts on Saturday, but Friday night we have a barrel race out there that They'll start at 5 o'clock doing time-only runs, and then 7 o'clock starts the competition. Mm-hmm. Then Delbert Days Rodeo starts the next morning, or the next afternoon, January 31st on Saturday, and again on February 1st on Sunday, and the rodeo starts at 1 o'clock. Gates open at 9, and we have the Little Delbert Days Rodeo for the kiddies. That mutton busting and calf riding.
That's a crack up.
Sign-ups are at 10 o'clock on both days, and they start competition at 11.
That is a crack up.
Yeah, I think, and a very popular thing. Perhaps tell our listeners what the kids get to do in that.
Well, mutton busting, we have a bunch of high schoolers in one of the local clubs. After they're signed up, they put vests and helmets and stuff on them, just like bull riders, real bull riders. And the mutton busting's age 3 to 6 and has a 50-pound limit. And we got some of the guys that help with the rodeo. We'll load them up on the sheep, and they open the gate, and it's just hang on. And then the calf riding, it's a little kid's bull riding kind of thing, uh-huh. You know. And there's an 80-pound limit for that, but same thing. You know, they got the helmet and the vest.
And very cool.
Some of these kids show up all decked out with chaps and cowboy hats, and it's really a lot of fun.
Great photo op. Huh?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's great.
I participated in a media event one time, and I think it was Turquoise Circuit. Yeah. It was calf dressing. And you had a crew of 3 or 4 people, and you had to put – underwear on a calf.
Oh, yep. That sounds challenging.
You
know,
it was very challenging. You kind of look and watch other people do it, and you're like, okay, you take this. Yeah, it doesn't work that way. Somebody just ends up taking over, right?
Yeah, we used to have the Turquoise Circuit Finals here back in the beginning.
Right. Who puts on this rodeo?
This rodeo here in Lake Havasu this weekend, it's the Friends of the Fair organization. We're a nonprofit organization, and we've been putting this rodeo on, including the Turquoise Circuit. Then we went from that to the Senior Pro Circuit since, guess if I remember right, around 2004.
Gee. Yeah. Wow, great.
So who brings in the stock and all that?
There's a gal named Lisa Webb. Her father started out with us. His name was Buster. He passed away a few years ago, but she's our stock contractor and provides all the bucking stock and the roping stock. And she provides the sheep, too. She contracts with somebody else that has sheep. She doesn't normally keep them like that.
Nice.
Very cool.
Nice. What are the events that are going to take place on Saturday and Sunday?
We'll have the usual rodeo events. We'll start off with bareback riding. And then we go to steer wrestling, then team roping, and then the gals breakaway roping. Then we go into saddle bronc riding, tie down roping, it used to be called calf roping, and then bull riding. And for the last few years, we've had the extreme bronc circuit come here. And when they come here and compete for the 2 days, it's actually their championship finals. So we're going to have 6 teams per day, twice a day per day this year. So it's what they do is they you got a team of 4 people, 4 guys, and the horses are in the rough stock chutes, and they have a halter and a lead rope, and when they open the gate, they're wild horses. So it's quite entertaining. The crowd loves it.
Oh, very neat. Yeah.
How long have you been involved with the organization?
Since the beginning.
Really? And how long is that?
I think it started around 2002 or 2003.
The Delbert Days?
No, it was the Turquoise Circuit Finals.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
They used to be held in Bullhead, and they were looking for a new location. So Dub and some of the other leading members of the community back then. Got them to come down here, and we started the Friends of the Fair Rodeo Committee. And we used to actually hold the rodeo out at the racetrack in the infield. But fortunately, we were able to get 40 acres out there at Sarah Park and
build
the
nice.
Rodeo grounds.
Yes. Parking's great.
Yep.
And, you know, rodeo, it's a perfect place, of course, for rodeo because it's a rodeo arena.
Right, right. Yeah, if it wasn't for Dub and his connections he has with equipment and stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Know, that's evolved into a fabulous facility.
You can tell by all the K-Rail out there, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, him and his company, I mean, his whole family, they've just done so much for Lake Havasu. I've been here over 50 years, and they've just always been there.
Right.
You know?
Did we say what time gates open?
The gates open at 9, and sign-ups for the Little Delbert Days is 10 o'clock. And then you'll see cowboys and cowgirls walking around back where their stock is at and stuff, getting ready to compete at 1 o'clock. We also have Little Delbert Days, kind of a carnival setting for the kids. We got food vendors over there. We got some pony rides, a petting zoo. And then, of course, we still have the infamous big dirt hill that kids love to play on.
Yes.
You know?
I've been told you could have, a numerous activities out there, and they just want to play on that hill.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we actually, a long time ago when we first opened this rodeo grounds, there was a pile of dirt there, and we kind of ran out of time and didn't get it moved and watched the kids, and they just had more fun.
Saw what a big hit it was.
So we said, we're going to keep that.
A lot of torn britches, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, it could be, yeah. Fortunately, knock on wood, no injuries.
Yeah, right, right, right. Right. Yeah.
And the playing on the sandhill goes from the rodeo right into the Renaissance Fair.
Because
the kids use it equally. It's an amazing attraction.
Yep. And the competitors that we have coming to this rodeo is the GCPRA organization, the Grand Canyon Pro Rodeo. And it's cowboys and cowgirls from Arizona and New Mexico.
Mm-hmm. So, how many participants will you have?
We'll have over 300.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
On Saturday, after the rodeo's over, around 4:30, we'll have what they call slack. Because we have during the performances, which is where, you know, the public comes and watches the rodeo, there's 10 slots for performance rodeo. But then there's a lot more cowboys and cowgirls that sign up to compete. Because they compete all around Arizona and New Mexico, and they're, shooting for the titles and things like that. So we'll have what we call slack after the rodeo on Saturday. And we'll run barrels on Saturday evening. We'll run team roping, tie-down roping, and steer wrestling in the slack.
So participants accumulate points or something that in the series then?
Yes, yeah. They, just like the PRCA, which a lot of these cowboys and cowgirls actually belong to as well, every dollar they earn is a point.
Yeah.
So.
Oh.
Yeah,
huh, interesting.
Neat. Not the money they get in PRCA.
Yeah. But they get that belt buckle, don't they?
Yeah, they get the belt buckle and the jackets and all that kind of stuff.
It's, yeah, right.
Yeah, it's
the
nice.
Cool stuff.
Yeah.
It's all, that's the glory of it right there.
Yep.
All right, we're going to take a short break, and our next guest, Sonny Borelli, who's coming in at the bottom of the hour, suggested for the rodeo, of course, Rodeo Cowboy, which I usually play during Sonny's segment, right?
Uh-huh.
Little Jerry Jeff Walker. So we'll play another rodeo song coming out of the break. If you want to get tickets to Delbert Day's Rodeo for Saturday or Sunday, I'll give you a pair. Give me a call, 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR. No, you can't text me for tickets. All right? The text line is open, but no texting for tickets. I'm going to call that right now. We're going to put that
very good.
That rule in play, and there's no replay involved either, right?
Yeah.
It was a big football weekend, Jim, in case you didn't know.
I didn't.
Yeah. Championship Sunday was yesterday. So we have our teams going to the Super Bowl, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Patriots are going back.
Are you a Patriot fan?
No, I'm not a fan of either, especially the Seahawks. The Seahags. No, it'll be the Seahawks and the Patriots. Of course, they're playing like right there by San Francisco, right?
Uh-huh.
Santa Clara, is it?
I think it is, yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of Seattle fans there. It'll probably be all teal and whatever their dumb colors are. All right. Back with more in a moment. Give me a call. If you want rodeo tickets, 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR. Stay with us.
There's a candidate for tickets now.
Yeah, you saw that, didn't you? All right. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out.
By morning, up from San Antonio, everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there.
Boy, that's a classic George Strait right there.
Yeah, it is.
Man,
that's great.
That's hard. I looked at that and went, George Strait, really? It's that old, but that it lives on, right?
It does.
That that's just might be one of our 90s songs right there that we could put on the KJJ Nash 102.3. I don't know if you've noticed, Jeff, or if you listen to Nash, but we've been playing a lot of Back to the 90s, we call it.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kind of works, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people like 90s country now. So, all right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, by Just Meats, TWN Fiber Internet, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Blonzy Steakhouse, North London Bridge Road. Did you go there for breakfast?
You know, we've been so busy, you haven't made it there for breakfast. Looking forward to getting back.
They're going to have a food truck court.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wonder how that's working out.
It's going to be pretty cool.
Hope it doesn't affect the best breakfast in town.
She's got, I think she's got four committed, last I heard. And by A&B Propane, abpropaneaz.com. And don't forget, we stream live and our show archives are on kntrtalk.com. And later this week, we'll have Scott Jennings on. I'm going to do a recorded interview with Scott Jennings, and we're going to feature that on Thursday's show when Jody Segesser comes in from the Mojave County Republican Party.
Uh-huh.
She's the chair. And, yeah, they're doing a fundraiser this Saturday night at the AV with Scott Jennings, our late-night host.
Cool.
And he's got a new book, and, yeah, I think they still have tickets and everything. I'll get that information and read it later here on the show or talk about it with Sonny because I think he's going to be there, too.
Yeah, he might just know.
Right, right. So Jeff Sayre is our guest. He's the board secretary for Delbert Days Rodeo, and we should probably congratulate Nathaniel, right?
Yes.
Picked up a pair of tickets for Saturday. First caller for Saturday's rodeo, and again, if you call in during the break, I'm not going to do it next break because we're changing over guests, but you can call in the last break, and we'll have tickets available for Saturday or Sunday, and I don't have too many left for Saturday, actually, right?
If you need more, we'll get you more.
Really?
Well,
yeah. We know people. We know people.
I know. Yeah, I know somebody.
So this is, of course, Friends of the Fair put this on.
Yes.
But you have sponsors also.
Yes.
You can't just pay for it out of the Friends of the Fair dues and all that, right?
No, we have sponsors and volunteers. Without those, we couldn't put on the rodeo.
So do you want to name them? Or?
I can go over some of the sponsors. There's a whole big giant list, but we have Taz Concrete and Pat Burns Construction, Pioneer Earth Movers, Canyon State RV Auto and Truck, and these are all coming from memory because I didn't bring a list. George Bryant Construction, Romer Distributors. They're one of the big ones.
That's it. One of the important ones, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody likes that one.
Yeah.
Main Welding, River City Waste or Trash Company in town. Tavern 95, Flying X. just we have a and there's much more, but like I said, I didn't bring the list. I apologize for that, but
okay.
Without our sponsors and our volunteers, we just couldn't do that. So our volunteers, we have different organizations like the Police Explorers, Sea Scouts, CASA, Havasu Health Foundation, Arizona Rangers, and, of course, our board members that we have. Because we start our meetings to plan this thing at the end of summer in September.
You just took my next question. Yeah, that was perfect.
Right. So we meet once a month, September, October, November, in December, and then January we meet every week up until the rodeo.
How does one become a friend of the fair? Is it? Are you invited, or is it something that somebody can apply to? It's a membership, obviously, right?
No, we don't have a membership.
Oh, you don't?
Program? No, not for the Friends of the Fair.
Because I know you're on the board, so
right,
I just figured
right.
You did.
Yeah, we have. You know, board members that we have, you know, they have some background in the rodeo world and stuff like that. And it's, you know, we don't vote them in or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
But we invite them on to the board if we have an open spot. Like when Joe Archie passed away, you know, we had an opening. We had Sam Nichols, used to have him, so... when he passed away as well, we had another opening. So, you know, we always have, you know, people that we like to get people that have a background in rodeo and things like that. So.
Jim, you were on the show when Joe Archie was on a few times, right?
Yes, I think
yeah.
so. Yeah.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
All right. Let's recap again. Friends of the Fair, Delbert Days Rodeo. Everything gets started at 10 a.m. The actual rodeo itself, the Grand Canyon Pro Rodeo, GCPRA, starts at 1.
Correct.
Okay, but the Little Delbert, or the Delbert Days, we don't call it Little anymore.
Well, yeah, we actually have two.
Okay.
We have the Delbert Days Rodeo, which starts at 1 o'clock, and that's the full rodeo.
Ah.
And before that, we have the Little Delbert Days for the kids. And we got, like I said, we got the rides and food vendors and souvenir vendors and stuff like that to go along with that as well.
Right, and it's at 10 are the little guys and 1 for the big guys. So
well,
there you go.
Sign-ups are at 10 for the little people,
gotcha.
For the little guys and gals, and they compete at 11. So.
Is there a cost for that for parents?
You know what? I don't know. I don't have anything to do with it.
Just bring padding. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Bring padding.
Well, you know, we provide the equipment that they need,
that's
the safety
cool.
equipment.
Right.
Mouthpieces, helmets, and vests.
I got you.
So.
Well, guess who's chomping at the bit, right?
Right.
That was good,
so,
right?
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
We've got Sonny Borelli on deck over here.
Yep. Everybody in Lake Havasu, come on out to the rodeo this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and have a rootin' tootin' time.
Nice. Perfect. You always say that on the commercial, too. Nice. All right, Jeff Sayre, our guest.
Thank you. Board
secretary for Delbert Days Rodeo. Let's go out with some Waylon and Willie. Don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys, right?
Uh-huh. Very appropriate.
They'll be like him.
Yeah.
Like Sonny. All right, back with, and you.
Thank you.
Jeff. All right, you're welcome.
Appreciate
more than welcome.
You
betcha. Every year, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with us. Don't forget, we have a text line. You can text Sonny Borelli, 928-727-5566. Or if you want to call and speak with that little rascal, I wouldn't say little. You might be taller than me with the boots on, right? Yeah, he's taller than me all the time, he said. Right? All right. 928-854-5687. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Little warm puppies and children and girls of the night. Them that don't know him won't like him, and them that do sometimes won't know how to take him. He ain't wrong, he's just different.
Hurt real bad and cried myself to sleep. Show me how this town shattered dreams. Another lesson about a naive fool who came to Babylon. Found out that the pie don't taste so sweet. Now his guitar's Cadillac. hillbilly music. Lonely, lonely streets that I call home.
That's what we call the Bakersfield beat right there.
That's right, yeah. That's right.
The Bakersfield beat, a little Dwight Yoakam. I love that song. I love Dwight Yoakam.
Yeah.
He's great.
Well, that whole Bakersfield sound, I mean, that's a good honky-tonk.
Yeah, very, very good.
He's a scary actor, though, man.
Yeah.
He plays some dark characters, right?
Yeah.
That Panic Room, he was in that.
Yeah.
With Jodie Foster.
Sling Blade.
Sling Blade. Oh, my goodness. He is one dark character, I'll tell you. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Springberg Wealth Management, also by The Chair, by Laughlin Ranch, Mojave College, samsguns.com, Solar Power by Esme Electric, by Doritos Place, and Legacy Rehab and Care. And don't forget, shop local, because small business is kind of a big deal.
Yeah, you bet.
Kind of.
If we don't, it'll go away.
No, we don't want that.
No, no.
I shopped local this weekend.
Did you?
I shopped local big.
What did you buy?
A Toyota Corolla hatchback.
Ooh.
Brand new, too. Oh, my gosh. This thing, it, like, drives itself, Sonny. It's got lane centering.
Yeah. That's good. That's good, because I've seen the way you drive.
No, it's got the, you can go into manual mode and use paddles on the wheel. You know what the paddles are? It's crazy.
Yeah.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah,
but
amazing.
No, it is. And auto start and, you know, all that. Yeah. Or remote start.
Remote start. And which is good, especially for me. I get the remote start. I want to make sure the darn thing doesn't blow up, you know, when I start the car.
Now they have an app. Toyota has an app. And you can change the climate control in the vehicle before you auto start it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because you had heat this morning, right, because it was cold. And then by noon or 1 o'clock, you're going to want the air conditioning on. Or some semblance of it. So, yeah, start it with the air on. It's crazy.
Oh, my God. We're getting so lazy.
Yes.
I know. But
cool technology. Yeah.
But you still have to have the fob to get in the vehicle and, you know, push the button and all that.
Remember growing up? We were growing up. We had 55.
Yeah.
255. Two windows down and 55 miles an hour. That was our air conditioning.
Turn the wind way in.
Exactly. Yeah, the wind
I used to start my brother's Volkswagen with a screwdriver across the starter. That's remote start, right?
Yes. Yeah.
He'd say, hey, Paul, go ahead and start my car for me. Okay. Take the screwdriver.
Yep.
That was a remote start. So District 3 County Supervisor Sonny Borelli in the house. And talking rodeo, man. Did that bring up some memories or what?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. My shoulder's hurting.
Did it start hurting?
And
did your wallet get a little bit lighter?
No, I did pretty good in the barrel.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, well, I've won a few buckles.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Cool. Yeah, man.
I've seen them. All right.
Well, yeah, some parts wake up slower than others now because, you know, I mean, they hit the ground, you know. I mean, I've landed like a lawn dart a bunch of times, you know.
Jeez.
And,
is that the lingo? Landed like a lawn dart. That's funny.
Well, you know, here's kind of a funny story. It was we were at a military rodeo in Pomona. Mm-hmm. I ran the military rodeo Cowboys Association for 11 years. We had a military rodeo in Pomona during the fairgrounds or during their county fair. And I was teaching guys how to do that from the rodeo team, you know, ride bareback horses and stuff. And so they, you know, kept egging me on. Well, let's see the teacher get on one. So I had entered it, right? And I hadn't been on a bucking horse in like 2 years, you know. But, you know, I'm still in pretty good shape. So I'm stretching behind the bucking chutes, and I'm stretching my legs and everything and kind of warming up. And, of course, lessons learned, I start warming up 45 minutes before I ride. And so all of a sudden, Larry Mahan is walking by.
Mahan.
Yeah, and he stops.
Wow.
He turns around. He goes, Sonny? I go, hey, Larry, how's it going? So I take my foot off the railing. I'm like, hey, how you doing? And the guys are going, oh, my God, Sonny knows Larry Mahan.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, hey, Larry Mahan knows me.
That's
and they're like, dang, Sonny, are you entered in this? Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah. He goes, how old are you? So I'm 35. He goes, oh, my God, I hung up my spurs at 32. I said, well, you know, hey, Larry, you've been on thousands of more bucking horses than I have, and, you know, whatever. So I'm just kind of coming out of retirement. He says, okay. I said, what are you doing? So I'm one of the judges. I'm like, sweet. Do I bribe you now? He goes, no. He goes, shut up.
Looking good.
So I come out, you know, I get on this horse, and this horse made it to the National Finals Rodeo.
Oh,
I never did, you know.
Wow.
So it was one of the, you know, the Black Velvet sponsored horses. And this horse blows out there, you know, nice good three jumps, you know, and I'm holding my feet there trying to get going. All of a sudden, boom. My hand comes out the rigging. I go out the back door.
Uh-huh.
I land and hit the ground.
Uh-huh.
I roll over. I'm like trying to get up. And Larry walks up and goes, hey, Sonny, how's it feel coming out of retirement? I said, man, that ground came up. Yeah, that ground comes up fast.
That's a great story. It'd be even funnier if it was Tuff Edelman, right? Oh, man.
Yeah.
That is funny.
Yeah.
He did some TV also, Larry Mahan.
Oh, yeah, he did. He
a
did
lot of
a,
TV.
Yeah, a lot of TV.
Back
yeah.
in the day.
Did some movies, yeah. Yeah,
yeah right, yeah. right. Is he still alive?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Man, that's a good story, yeah. though. So you haven't been with us. You asked me, when's the last time I was on? And
I think it was November, right?
You're like the fourth Monday of the month, so that wouldn't be December because of Christmas break.
Yeah,
November. A lot's happened since November.
Yeah, a little bit.
You got the resignation of the county manager.
Yeah.
Who's still there.
Well, he's going to be retiring. Yeah, so we're just trying to find his replacement right now, and we're going through that negotiation process.
If you're Sam Elters, you try to retire, but it takes... You might as well announce it 6 months beforehand.
Uh-huh. Well, we pretty much have. So that's why we were trying to get this done and before he wants to punch out, you know. And, of course, you know, he's going to be a hard act to fill because, I mean, he was actually an engineer and stuff like that. So that was a kind of a double benefit for us. So
David Strahl, who is the candidate, he was the runner-up candidate because –
That was kind of like a tie. It was a tie that we kind of looked at. The way I called it a tie, but first guy we recommended, and then of course he
wanted more money. Didn't
he wanted
a lot more money
than we could.
It's 180 is the standard starting point,
pretty much. Yeah,
with the benefits package and all that, right?
Yeah,
and then he asked for 210.
Wow,
that's quite a difference.
No, actually, the first guy he asked for more than that. But anyway,
he did.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we're like, sorry. Sorry.
So I guess my question is, David Strahl an engineer too?
I don't recall that on his resume, but he's got a very good resume.
Right.
I think he'll be a good fit for the county if he accepts our offer and if we can work out the numbers and stuff like that, and we'll move forward.
Where is he from?
I think he's from the Midwest area. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So it'll be interesting to see how – I mean, I've only known a couple of county managers that I remember.
Yeah.
And it was Ron Walker.
Yeah.
I remember Ron, and then I remember Sam Elters, of course.
Yeah.
But I don't remember who was – there was somebody before that, but I don't remember who that was. If you want to talk to Sonny, it's 928-854-5687 or 928-854-KNTR. Or you can ask a question by text, 928-727-5566. I'm surprised the long arm of the Common Ground hasn't found you yet to be on the show. I'm really surprised that you haven't been on the show yet.
Yeah. Well,
just the way it is?
Okay, I guess. So, yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, we had last Tuesday, we had a show following MLK Day, and District 2 County Supervisor Rich Lettman was supposed to be on. And then they moved the meeting to that Tuesday.
Yeah, well, because, MLK is a Monday. It's a holiday, so, yeah.
I called the sheriff. No, I got a meeting, county supervisor meeting. I called the county assessor. Nope, got a meeting, county supervisor meeting. I'm like, you know what? I am not going to fight you guys. So that's the way that went. Mm-hmm. But then we got... another retirement, Luke Mornian. I don't know if he's retiring as much as he's going to resign.
Yeah, I think it's a family issue that he has to deal with. So, yeah.
That's what he said. So, has the search started for a county finance manager?
Yeah, Sam is already moving in on that, yeah.
Okay, so he does that? Does he hire for finance, not the supervisors?
Yeah.
That's how that works?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we haven't gotten an update on your office in a while.
Yeah.
And it stayed quiet in the papers, unbelievably.
Well, actually, when it finally gets explained that I'm going to be evicted out of the space I'm in now because the county has expanded to Division 8 court, so I'm waiting for Judge Moss to come in and hand me an eviction notice or eviction notice by one of the constables. So, they're already out there measuring things. And they're not measuring drapes because there's no window, but they're measuring, and they're already – because they're already – the Division 8's already up and running, but they need that space. So what's going to be happening now is it's going to go out for design, build, RFP, whatever, how the county does that stuff.
Request for proposal?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So they're going to – and it's a design, build, so whoever bids on it has to do the design and build rather than finding an architect to go out and do something, which costs more money. And, and we're talking – it's a simple building. It's only 1,000 square foot, three office spaces – conference room, just the normal stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yeah. And is it on the senior center campus?
Yeah,
Oh, okay.
There's a concrete slab there right outside the building. It's 2,500 square foot, so we're talking a 1,000 square foot building to go on top of that concrete slab. They used to play shuffleboard on. It's all dilapidated. It doesn't work. It would cost tons of money to fix that, but nobody plays shuffleboard.
There's got
to
be a joke in there somewhere.
No, so it'll be there on county property, which is good because long term, because people say, why don't you rent a space?
Right.
Well, long term, that's not good.
No,
that's a waste of taxpayer money.
Right.
Short, long term, we don't have to worry about being evicted by a new owner that buys a building, rent increases.
Why would the county want a landlord?
Exactly.
Or need one.
Exactly. Exactly.
So,
well, now I see why Hildy wanted to get rid of the constables. Because they can evict you. She's laughing right now.
But a judge has to sign off on that. So that's a stacked deck. So we need to start planning for the future. Not only that, but when I finally leave office, whoever replaces me will actually have a decent transition. I did not have a transition at all because Buster had already was moving out of the office. Ron was moving into his office. And I couldn't move into the space that Ron was in because he still was there. And I wasn't sworn in. So bottom line is whoever replaces me will actually have a transition. There will be a building that everybody knows it's there, right in the center of town, on county property. Long term, this is a smart investment.
Well, you're like the John Adams of the board. You don't have an office to move. John Adams didn't have the White House because the British burned it or something. You remember that?
I doubt if he remembers.
He doesn't know from history. John Adams, he moved in. I was like, what the heck is this?
It
wasn't finished yet. And your next, your successor, who will be, Thomas Jefferson, will have a nicely furnished office to move into that. So, now you've got a couple of years left on your term.
I got three more years on this term,
Right. All right, Horizon 6, you've been chomping at the bit to talk
about Horizon 6, we're finally moving forward with that. Like I said, went out to WIFA, Water Infrastructure Finance Authority, for a grant.
Right.
And it's a 60-40 kind of a deal. They put up 40% as a grant, and we have to borrow the other 60%. Well, normally that would go on the backs of the taxpayer there in Horizon 6, those homeowners, because it would go on their property taxes to borrow. Well, I found another way around that.
Really?
I got the what we needed was $500,000 for that, so that way you don't have to vote on it. 51% of the residents would have to agree to finance the project for a pump, a backup booster pump, and replace some obsolete fire hydrants.
Right.
So I got the money from the state, $500,000. WIFA has agreed that we can use that for the debt service, and of course it's going to be on the next agenda to approve that whole thing where we accept the grant. We're going to use this money that we got from the state that's encumbered to finally move on that project.
Wow.
So eventually the project will start breaking ground this year.
Uh-huh.
And it's all done without raising property taxes. The debt's
great.
Service is already there.
It's
it came out to $825,000 or something like that, but we've got some money in the district that covers the rest of that. So it's like $525.
Is that more fire hydrants as well?
They're going to replace some obsolete fire hydrants were there because they were old. But we need something that's going to sustain 1,000 gallon per minute apparatus. So.
But the pipe and everything out there
is
okay?
Nice. Well, that's the problem. When they replace those pipes, they went from an 8-inch pipe to a 16-inch pipe, which means there's not enough water
pressure.
No. And that's why they got red tagged, because you need to have 1,000 gallon per minute under fire safety. So that's why our fire department red tagged it, because if you hook up one fire hydrant if you need the second one, there's a trickle.
Uh-huh.
So those pipes needed to be replaced anyway. And they did all that with ARPA money when Buster Johnson was in office. But somehow the engineers didn't figure that out. You go from 8-inch pipe to a 16-inch pipe. Hey, we might need something there, but whatever. But bottom line is we got that done. I got that done for them, so to move forward on it, which is great, because once this project is completed, then they'll be able to get fire insurance, these kind of things. Because this is a public safety issue.
And this was a big problem for the homeowners, wasn't it?
Right. A lot of them couldn't get
solved.
Fire, right? They couldn't get homeowners insurance because of fire, even though their Havasu Fire Department would respond.
Yeah,
sure.
But, you know, hey,
they'd respond without water.
Right.
Yeah, they'd have to bring in their own tanker.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And across the street is city, and, you know, one side of the street is county. Well, if a fire starts on city limits, it triples over. I didn't want to see the same thing that happened in the Palos Verdes, you know, or, or Altadena. I didn't want to see that.
Right, right. Yeah. Quite the learning curve, isn't it? I could tell by the way you're attacking the project there. You've learned a lot just going through this project.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like, man, school's in.
It's just like when I got on city council, I learned more about sewer than I ever wanted to.
So,
you know?
So I have to ask you, I've asked other politicians who serve local and state, what do you like it better on the county board of supervisors? It's almost an immediate impact for the residents, where with the state, you're making policy, but you don't really see the what's going to happen, what goes into fruition for a couple of years.
True. On the state level, you know, unfortunately, it's more about politics than it is policy there.
Yeah.
On the local level, it's going to be about policy. Very little politics, you know, which is great. And you do affect people more on a dailier basis because it's more closest to the people. Really, that's really where it's at.
You like it better not going to the People's Republic, right?
Yeah, the People's Republic of State of Maricopa.
The State of Maricopa. That's it. State of confusion.
You know, I was there last week for the County Supervisors Association reception and their board meeting. So I stuck my head in one of the committees in the House and the Senate, and I'm just hearing all the, you know, it's just amazing how the minority Democrat Party, how the members there, they twist themselves into a pretzel with their reasoning to vote no on a bill, and their whole reasoning had nothing to do with a piece of legislation at all.
No, it came out of a laptop, in fact, right?
They feed them the talking points
on a laptop.
It's the same talking points script,
We actually have a phone call.
Which is disappointing.
Yeah, you want to take a phone call?
Sure.
Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
You got it. Good morning, Mr. Borelli. You were speaking about public safety.
Yeah.
And we were hoping you could, kind of expedite a public safety problem we have in Lake Havasu. Mm-hmm. They put in an oversized median, and immediately it was continuously hit. Chunks of cement coming out of it where people hit it. Maybe 600-700 times it got hit before they put little yellow stand-up reflectors along the edge.
Right.
And now one-third of those are gone. People have hit those. And on a rainy night, you cannot see that thing. Mm-hmm. It is so hard, and you know the older population we have in Lake Havasu City, and as we get older, you know our vision's not as good at night.
Yeah.
So we need somebody to expedite this because this has been going on for a while, and people are running up on top of it. People are breaking chunks of cement out. The reflectors were nice, but they've all got one-third of them are missing.
Sir, can I get you to listen off the air?
Yeah, you got it. You got it.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I think ADOT is addressing this.
Right. Well, like I said, when I first got elected, and you know, I'm on the Metropolitan Planning, MPO.
MPO, right.
Yeah, the MPO. And, of course, number one, ADOT, they never went through the city. Okay. They didn't go through the county. Oh, they didn't let us know about this. All of a sudden, they're building this stuff. It's like, what the heck's going on here?
Uh-huh.
ADOT just went ahead and did this thing. And I know how it works. See, they get this. They get a big pot of money from highway transportation.
HERF?
Not HERF. They get this is all highway safety money, right?
Gotcha.
So and in the past, other towns, whatever, they'd use that money for roundabouts. Okay. See, to them, it's money. We got money. We could do something with. Well, we need to do something for highway safety. So they do a roundabout studies and this and that.
Yeah.
And they go, they
you
build
do a roundabout here. It's going to look like Minnesota.
And then, of course, they wanted to do that up in Bullhead, a roundabout up there on Bullhead, and told everybody
Aztec.
Went, wait a minute. And then, of course, that got shut down. And then, of course, they did use some of that money to widen the roads a little bit and look at that. But Bullhead has actually taken over control over Highway 95 up there through Bullhead. So what they did here is, they went ahead and did it. Now we're like, wait a minute, this is ridiculous. Yeah. And they did. They really shortened the lane.
They did.
They did. They took 4 inches on each side. Now, we've addressed that. We've complained to ADOT, this and that. Now, can you imagine? ADOT, they knew darn well they wouldn't be able to use a roundabout here in Havasu.
Yeah. They're going to soften the edges on
they
those.
They've got to use, I said, grind it down. I mean, whatever. But
they're going to curve it, from what I understand.
I have no idea. What yeah. They got to do something. But it's ridiculous. And the only people that are winning on that are the tire companies, you know. So,
right. And, that's
but
true.
It's ridiculous. But we've screamed loud, and they've heard us, and they've got to do something. And, of course, our state representatives and our state senator is also talking to ADOT, too, and saying, hey, you know, comes budget time.
Gotcha.
You guys don't fix this stuff. Things could reflect.
Yeah. You want some David Allen Coe? That's what I got playing.
Well, I guess I've got no choice now. You're already playing it.
You don't have to call me darling, right? All right. Actually, it's called Never Even Call Me By My Name.
Yeah.
That's yeah. All right, Sonny Borelli, always good to see you. District 3 County Supervisor for Lake Havasu City. We appreciate you.
Hey, improve right. Your net, hire a vet.
That's it. And it ain't dope.
And it's rope, not
it's dope.
Dope,
not dope. That's it. That's a hemp joke. All right, back with more in a moment. We're going to take a final break. Come back with a final shot. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out.
But you don't have to call me. Last verse goes like this here. Well, I was drunk.
Well, another good show, Jim.
Yes,
that
indeed.
That one flew by.
Yeah.
Always does. Especially when Sonny's on.
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
Goes fast.
I have maybe four things to talk about with Sonny. Boom. He's done. Anyway, hope you all enjoyed the show today. We'll have more rodeo tickets tomorrow. I've got Saturday and Sunday tickets for Delbert Days and Grand Canyon Pro Rodeo. And, Jim, I'll see you next week.
You bet.
All right. And Hannity's up next.
She got run over by.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.